Lawyers represented Thaksin Shinawat and his wife Pochaman in court in the proceedings at the Supreme Court Tuesday. They faced charges of abuse of power over a land purchase while Mr. Thaksin was Prime Minister. He's accused of using his influence to enable his wife to buy 5 hectares through a government agency. The trial is expected to be done by early September. The case has been linked to a new scandal. 3 members of the original defence team were arrested and jailed for contempt of court after being charged with trying to bribe court officials with about $62,000 packed in a lunchbox. Apisit Vejjajiva is leader of the opposition Democrat Party. He says despite reported attempts to undermine the judicial process, he remains confident of the court's neutrality.
Well, we know that there are clear moves on the part of the government to try to somehow stop those cases. But we still have a strong belief in the neutrality of the court. We're just concerned that before those cases get to the courts, they may somehow get stopped by interference from the government. We don't want that to happen.
Other cases against Mr. Thaksin include allegations of irregular loans from a state-owned bank, a special lottery project, and a $120 million loan by Thailand's Export-Import Bank to Burma's military government. Mr. Thaksin's wife also faces a court ruling later this month over charges of tax evasion involving the transfer of shares associated with the former family company Shin Corporation. The former Prime Minister sold the company in 2006 to a Singapore investment fund, and his family managed to avoid paying taxes on their gain of nearly $2 billion. The sale contributed to rising opposition to Mr. Thaksin and sparked massive protests against him. He was overthrown in the military coup in September 2006. The military government set up a special committee to investigate corruption allegations against Mr. Thaksin and members of his government. The committee finalised its work at the end of June, but other cases are being investigated by the National Counter-Corruption Commission. The current government, elected last December, is seen as being closely allied with Mr. Thaksin. Many opposition politicians and their supporters are calling for the government to resign over various issues, including what some critics say are attempts to end the corruption investigations. For weeks, several thousand people have peacefully protested around the main government buildings in Bangkok. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.